Hey everyone, welcome back to Market Snap. SpaceX just hit the tape, and the crowd is already divided, with insiders unlocking billions in shares while revenue grows at nearly triple digits. We're skipping the hot takes and running the valuation model to see if this rocket ship is priced for Mars or heading for a crash landing. SpaceX, ticker SPCX, is one of the most anticipated public listings in history, and it's been a wild ride since the June IPO. The stock is up about 25% in August alone, but if you zoom out over the past 3 months, it's actually down over 13%. This is a stock that moves fast in both directions, and with a market cap sitting near $1.9 trillion, we're talking about one of the largest companies on the planet. Today we're going to break down the business, the explosive growth, the massive cash burn, and what the valuation model actually says. Let's start with who we're dealing with. Space Exploration Technologies Corp., founded in 2002 and headquartered in Starbase, Texas, is Elon Musk's space infrastructure juggernaut. The company designs, manufactures, and launches rockets and spacecraft, and operates Starlink, its satellite-based broadband service. With 22,000 employees, SpaceX has essentially become the backbone of commercial spaceflight, launching both government payloads and private satellites, while building out a global communications network that's disrupting traditional telecom. The business model is vertically integrated in a way that few competitors can match, controlling everything from rocket manufacturing to launch operations to the satellite constellation itself. Now let's talk about the growth story, because that's really the headline here. In fiscal 2023, SpaceX generated just under $10.4 billion in revenue. In 2024, that jumped to about $14 billion, and in 2025, revenue hit $18.7 billion. But the real acceleration came in the most recent quarter. Q2 2026 revenue came in at $7.8 billion, up a staggering 92% year-over-year. That's nearly doubling on a quarterly basis. The revenue engine is being driven by Starlink's expanding subscriber base, which is now a massive recurring revenue stream, along with a steady cadence of launch contracts for both commercial and government customers. The mix is shifting toward the higher margin broadband business, which is why gross margins have improved to around 53%. That's a really healthy number for a company that still spends like a startup. But here's where things get interesting. The growth is real, but the profitability picture is complicated. In 2024, SpaceX actually posted a small profit, with net income of about $791 million. That was the first time the company had really shown positive earnings. But in 2025, the company swung back to a net loss of nearly $5 billion. And that trend has continued into 2026. The reason is simple. SpaceX is investing aggressively in next-generation hardware, Starship development, and the infrastructure needed for lunar and Martian missions. Elon Musk has been upfront about this, essentially telling investors that short-term earnings will take a back seat to long-term ambitions. The company's operating income was negative $2.6 billion in 2025, and the net loss margin sits at around negative 32%. This is a company that is deliberately trading profitability for market dominance and technological leadership. On the Q2 earnings call, management was very clear about the strategy. The headline number was that 92% revenue growth, but the real message was about the future. Musk acknowledged that the company will likely fall short of Wall Street's earnings expectations because of the massive investment in building bases on the moon and Mars. He's essentially asking investors to be patient, to look past the current losses and see the long-term opportunity. The call also highlighted progress on Starship, continued Starlink expansion, and new opportunities in mobile connectivity and enterprise services. Management is positioning SpaceX not just as a launch provider, but as a multi-planetary infrastructure company with AI and communications at the core. Let's dig into the balance sheet, because this is actually one of the most important parts of the story. After the IPO, SpaceX raised roughly $85.7 billion in proceeds, and cash and equivalents ended June at a staggering $93.5 billion. That's an enormous war chest that gives the company incredible flexibility. But here's the flip side. Capital spending is absolutely massive. In Q2 alone, CapEx was $18.4 billion, which was 2.4 times the quarter's revenue. For fiscal 2025, the company spent over $20 billion on property, plant, and equipment, resulting in negative free cash flow of nearly $14 billion. The current ratio sits at a healthy 5.1, and total debt to equity is a reasonable 0.31, so there's no solvency risk here. But the cash burn is real, and the IPO proceeds are essentially funding an unprecedented investment phase. The question is whether that investment pays off before the cash runs out, though with $93 billion in the bank, they have a long runway. Now let's run the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, SpaceX has an undeniable first-mover advantage in reusable rocketry, a vertically integrated business model, and a dominant market share in commercial launches. The Starlink business provides a growing recurring revenue stream that most competitors simply can't replicate. On weaknesses, the company is burning through cash at an incredible rate. It's not consistently profitable, and it's heavily dependent on Elon Musk's leadership and vision. There's also the execution risk that comes with such aggressive infrastructure spending. When we look at opportunities, the potential is enormous. Musk has talked about SpaceX generating $1 trillion in revenue by 2030, and while that seems optimistic, the addressable market includes global broadband, space tourism, lunar logistics, and eventually Mars colonization. The threats are equally significant. Competition is intensifying, with players like Blue Origin and international rivals ramping up. Regulatory hurdles are a constant concern, and there's the headline risk from incidents like the recent moon crash that made news. Plus, the upcoming lockup expirations are creating real selling pressure in the near term. Let's look at the recent performance and the technical picture. The stock is up about 12.6%, but down about 13% over the past 3 months. That volatility is expected for a newly public hypergrowth name. The big story right now is the lockup schedule. About 912 million shares were released on August 6th, and another 319 million shares became eligible for trading on August 20th. That's potentially $47 billion in selling pressure hitting the tape. And there's more to come in September, when NASDAQ index funds may be forced to buy shares as part of a rebalance, which could actually be a catalyst for a rally. The stock is trading around $146, well above the IPO price, but it's been a very bumpy ride. For short-term traders, this is a stock that can move 5% in either direction on any given day, so position sizing and risk management are critical. All right, here's my honest take on SpaceX. First, a quick warning. Our valuation model output for this name looks noisy, and this is not a stock where you should hang your thesis on a precise fair value number. The model puts fair value somewhere around $90, which would suggest the stock is trading above that zone. But honestly, with a company growing revenue at 92% and investing in a multi-planetary future, traditional valuation metrics are almost meaningless. Our model uses a forward PE approach with a 30x target multiple, and it assumes CapEx normalizes over the next few years. If you change those assumptions, the number swings dramatically. I'd encourage you to try your own assumptions on MarketSnap's intrinsic value calculator on the website and see how the number shifts. That said, my view is that SpaceX is a truly unique asset. There's no other company doing what they're doing, and the moat is incredibly wide. But that doesn't mean the stock is a buy at any price. The near-term risks are real. The lockup overhang, the massive cash burn, and the possibility that Musk's Mars ambitions keep profitability at bay for years. A $10,000 investment today could be worth around $17,800 in 5 years under our base case, but that assumes the current valuation stays roughly where it is. If the company executes, it could be worth much more. If the growth story stumbles, it could be worth much less. For long-term investors who believe in the mission and can stomach extreme volatility, this could be a generational opportunity. For anyone looking for stable, predictable returns, this is probably not the stock for you. What do you think about SPCX? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.